Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
Say that again. Hello?
Yes. Yes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes, I can talk safe.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm older. I'm not registered to vote.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I want to vote.
So, would you say then that you will definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your age?
My age? 77.
Thank you. And would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I understand that one. Say that again.
Sure. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
No, they're more important.
Thank you. And is that much more or somewhat more important than usual?
It's much more important.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Because I think they put the wrong president up there when they put Biden up there.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Say that again.
Yes. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
A strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Thank you. And is that a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove of the job that Biden is doing as president?
I get disapproved the way he do things.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction that country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, you better say that again.
Yes, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed.
I'm satisfied. If anybody else says I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think everything getting worse.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to review some of what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The first one is the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and raising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, raising crime and violence. Sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Yes, sorry, did you have any concern or?
No.
Okay, from these ones, you may choose two. I was on raising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again. You may choose two of these ones. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. From these ones, Which one do you choose that you think that are the most important or the greater threats to the African American community? Sorry, ma'am. You're cutting off. We're having connection issues. Are you able to hear me? Thank you. So, from these ones, you can choose two, the ones that you consider that are the biggest threats to the African American community. Sorry, ma'am, you're cutting in and out. Yes, however, I'm hearing your voice cutting off. Sorry?
I'm a hanging up.
Okay, so which of all these, which one would you choose? You may choose two of these ones.
What was that?
Yes, from all these, the options that I read to you, which of these you can choose two, which of these do you think are the biggest threats to the African American community?
I don't know. I'm not thought about that.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Sorry?
I think everything's better. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay, so now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden. How would you rate your feelings toward Joe Biden between 0 and 100? Can you hear me? This is the first notifications. I will have to disconnect the call due to quality purposes and communication issues. First notification, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
The first one? Yes, I can hear you now. So, the first person is Joe Biden. How would you rate your feelings towards Joe Biden between 0